Welcome back to The Ping. This is episode 214. 214 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Literally pinging.
Yeah.
Like literally pinging.
We are back in the studio.
I know, it's nice. It's quieter. There's less adult beverage consumption, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yes.
But you know, we have to go back to our day jobs every once in a while. We can think about drinking the beer again.
It is delicious beer.
It's not the same.
Thanks again to the fine folks over at Bellevue Brewing Company,
yes.
For hosting us and allowing us to shoot there.
And letting us, having us control the audio volume to bring the music down.
They normally play music in the background. Yeah. We're like, well, we can't broadcast that.
So, no. So comrades.
Thank you very much for accommodating all of our very needy needs.
It appeared to be popular to be able to go off and to have a remote shoot.
We enjoyed it.
Yes.
We enjoyed having the fellow hosts with us. Mm-hmm. And so let's see what some of the comments were. We asked you what apps are you currently using. We went through a bunch of apps, mm-hmm. and I will say that I have a comment for you in a little while. Thank you for any of your recommendations.
Okay.
Let's start here with Develop Casey. Doorstep, thanks for putting it out. Doorstep, again, is a package tracking app. You can pin to your home screen and see the status of any packages coming your way.
So your modern urban shoppers like yourself can stay OCD-like up-to-date exactly with everything.
Now, the developer had posted on Reddit, I believe, that he was adding additional package trackers. Mm-hmm. Right now, North America's pretty well covered. There are some European ones he's working with. Good idea there. That package shipper should really provide QR codes.
Yeah,
for stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Just to kind of put that stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I know that they're working on a Windows 8 version of the app so that you could just copy and paste in there and it'll sync to your phone. So
oh, cool.
That may be nice until they get that. You're going to have to type in
long numbers, yeah. Or copy and paste.
Just once.
Pierre Cove likes having locations being used, which is
yes.
quite nice. It might be more costly. I would love to be able to do a Ping show in Barcelona.
We'll have a chance to do that.
When we have other situations that bring us to other locations, we'll definitely try to continue to do them.
We definitely do. We did Build and Tech Ed, so yep. San Francisco and Houston this year. Barcelona, I haven't booked my travel yet, but I can assume that we will do one from there if there's mm-hmm. time.
This is the in-between fiscal year time, so there's budget meetings being discussed. There's people figuring out travel budget and stuff like that. So currently we're waiting to see if we're allowed to book travel to go to Barcelona. We shall see.
Oh, real quick, I forgot to develop. Casey also asked if there's any update on the Channel 9 app for Xbox One.
Yeah.
There is no date update, but we are further along the progress through certification and getting it published out there. I want to say weeks.
Are you agiling it? Are you waterfalling it? Are you doing some kind of weird?
I don't think there's a very formal process around it, but it's more agile. I would expect it in the span of weeks to like a few small digit months.
Okay.
That kind of time frame. I don't like giving the whole soon thing. Don't hold me to it. But that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, cool stuff. I can't wait to be able to catch Ping on that.
You can in my office.
Nice, nice. You're saying
Pigonza
03 was actually made a call out to my app recommendation. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Waze
the
is
Waze.
Amazing.
Oh, I love Waze, man.
Amazing.
Although there has been some comments on the Waze app for Windows Phone that there's hasn't been an update since they were purchased by a large search engine that starts with G and ends in E.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know. And so, you know, is it still being developed or is it not? But hey, you know, it does what I need. I like the community.
It works perfectly.
Community notifications about what's going on and being able to find out where there's traffic issues and sort of stuff. I got notified on my way home last night that I was leaving too early because the traffic was still congested at the end of the 520 highway that I have to take.
Yeah, around here specifically, rush hour is approximately 4.5 hours long.
Yep.
So there are different ways that back up at different times, and it's really useful for something like that, especially with a community of lots of tech folks around here who all use the app.
So if you're not familiar with it, go check that one out. I love the fact you can actually see multiple routes, or routes.
Routes.
And they actually list off on the route the distance and also where the problem areas are.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's very cool.
Cool stuff. Check those guys out, and thanks for commenting.
Bing started its relationship with Twitter back in 2009.
Yes.
It's actually hard to believe that Twitter's been around for 5 years, more actually, much more before it became popular.
Do you remember when you joined?
Not offhand. I actually have a bookmark saved somewhere of my first tweet, though.
2007.
Ooh, that's mine. Early.
Yeah.
I was a very early Foursquare adopter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm user 10,001.
Ooh, nice.
I'm proud of that one.
Nice.
Back when actually in the URL they had your user ID number.
Mm-hmm.
So, since then, Bing and Twitter have integrated all sorts of interesting features along the way. One that we're announcing today is tighter integration between searches, Twitter searches inside of Bing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually search for example, hashtag Bing Show. Or @ a username and get direct results in your feed right there.
So it's like a customized output that gives you more informative links as opposed to just generic whenever that thing was referenced.
Right, right. So for example, I searched for hashtag Bing Show. One of the popular tweets that came up was the announcement of last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
Through a direct link to the show, and you kind of lose that middleman of like, sure, you may get a search result that's a page, that's really just a tweet, and then you have to go through and find. It surfaces all that directly to you.
And then also when you search for actual usernames, like @RicksterCDN as an example, it actually will go off and pull up a nice customized cardboard, or not cardboard, nice little cutout of individual details for people that, you know, your profile information, your profile links, and also news and pictures and stuff like that. So mostly for celebrities, we don't get the fancy ones. Unfortunately, we're just regular people.
Trying to say we're not celebrities?
No, we're not celebrities, man.
Yet.
We're just the plebes, regular folks. But so, if you do a search for like Ashton Kutcher or something like that, then it comes up with a nice little news summary about them.
That's very cool. So just another form of integration that's coming across our services, a little bit of surfacing that information up closer to you.
So you know that little thing called the NSA? Snowden,
no.
You know, all the information stuff people have been talking about. It's a hot topic.
I haven't heard of them.
It's a hot topic these days. Well, we actually announced with Outlook.com and also OneDrive some new security enhancements that we've made to ensure that you have better privacy on these different services. One of the things we did is, first of all, for Outlook.com, we went ahead and we implemented Transport Layer Security, or TLS security. On Outlook.com, we basically go through and encrypting messages sent between Microsoft and other email providers, back and forth between the different data centers, if you will. So if you mail your friends over at gmail.com from Outlook.com, it's going to be an encrypted path that they go through, as opposed to being regular everyday transport packets of the old SMTP, going back to the old days, that's in there. But we also go ahead and we use some cool stuff, which I haven't heard about before, which is called Perfect Forward Secrecy Encryption, where both Outlook.com and OneDrive.com will use a different encryption key for every single connection.
Which seems like a lot of overhead, but I guess they have, if you've gone that, you're going that route, you mm-hmm. kind of come up with something to make that convenient for you in the process.
Yeah. So basically, Matt Tomlinson from the Trustworthy Computing Environment over here at Microsoft went ahead and did a nice little blog post talking about the changes that have been going on and how we've been working for a while now to be able to get this up and going. So this goes beyond the simple TLS security that other implementations have gone ahead and put in, and we've upped it up for another extra level just to try to give a little more privacy and more security and a good feel for how we do stuff in the Microsoft way. So cool stuff, check that one out. Another thing I found on the Twitters just recently was an announcement of the fact that the Nokia Lumia 635 has been announced to come into the U.S. in the very near future on T-Mobile and also on another carrier that they happen to purchase, which is called MetroPCS, in early July. I don't think they actually gave the official dates for what it was, but simply saying early July or beginning of July. The 635 is basically the updated version of replacing the ever-popular 521. I'm a fan of the 520/521. My son and my two daughters have those ones.
I know people who have had bigger, more expensive phones and then just decided to go with a 520 for its simplicity.
I mean, I could have bought two 520s for the price it cost to get my glass fixed on my 1020. So that one there is kind of interesting. And like anything else, it has all the same specs as far as being able to do stuff because it's a full-fledged Windows phone.
Which means you get Windows Phone 8.1 when it comes out.
8.1 is on there with Cortana.
Everything that comes with that.
Now, these ones have the expandable SD card slot built into them, so you can get extra storage. That's the one downside that my kids had mentioned to me. And I'm like, well, you have your own money, go buy your own SD card, micro SD card. So those ones there are possible. And this version is the important part for people that happen to like speed. 635 has LTE support, whereas
very
the 520
nice.
Does not.
Yes, that's really nice to have. I remember when it first started rolling out, I thought, how much downloading am I going to do on my phone?
Yeah.
But the internet really has, you know...
It's a series of tubes connected together.
It's moved from this thing where people were like, we're going to create these super thin, light mobile sites and everything mm-hmm. to... Now there's stuff that things are responsive, look well, but you want that speed.
You
want
to be
done with streaming video and audio and all that fun
yep.
stuff. And did you know that when you get a Lumia phone, or if you have a Lumia phone, you can get $25 for use to buy apps?
Get out of town, really?
There is an app called Gift Voucher, and it is a gift from okay. Nokia to Lumia users. And it is it provides $25 in your Microsoft wallet, which mm-hmm. is part of the OS,
yeah.
to spend on apps.
Oh, now, that's nice.
If you go to the store,
you find the app called Gift Voucher.
And the link is in the show notes. So here's the thing: when you open it up, the terms of use says, Nokia and its parent company not allowed to use this. So. Wasn't able to go through the full process on my end to test it out.
Right. So we have to rely on our ping viewers that are not Microsoft employees to go off and try this for us.
But $25 will get you a lot of nice apps, including, I think all the ones we mentioned last time were
yeah.
free.
Yeah, yeah. We were going for free ones that time.
But there's a lot of other good ones out there. Look out for your paid apps and get them for free mm-hmm. via this app. Have you ever heard of Paul the Octopus?
Only just because I clicked on the link to read the article that we're supposed to be talking about. I've never heard of Paul the Octopus
before.
I'm assuming he's like what's the name of the guy, the groundhog that predicts the weather.
Phil? It is Phil.
There's a couple of different hedgehogs.
Yeah, but
though.
Phil is one in Punxsutawney, okay. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
If you ever watch Groundhog's Day.
We use a moose in Canada. So
for
weather prediction.
For weather prediction.
Yep.
This is for the World Cup prediction.
Okay.
Paul the Octopus, he... used to. He's no longer with us. However, during the Euro 2008 playoffs.
He's like, it's not calamari, it's squid. Never mind.
And during the World Cup 2010, made predictions based on his caregivers give him two boxes of food, identical food, decorated with the flags of two countries.
Okay.
And whichever one he ate from first, that would be who the decided winner would be.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to get this correct, 85% success rate in the Euro 2008. 11 out of 13 predictions.
Yeah.
And he correctly predicted Spain being the Netherlands by eating a mussel.
Oh, wow.
So,
interesting.
That's pretty good.
Well, we've got a little bit more high tech in this. If you've been playing around with the dev preview of 8.1 for your phone, Cortana has been actually getting, I believe, 100% record so far.
Pretty good.
For predictions. For being able to figure out the different games and matches, stuff like that. So currently, again, when this airs, I don't know if it's going to be all done. She's claiming that France and Germany are going to progress to the quarterfinals. And they're using basically the Bing prediction engine, obviously, to be able to handle her recommendations. But she's a bit more sophisticated than just using a box of food.
More sophisticated than food.
So according to this, Microsoft is using models to evaluate the World Cup teams based on a win-loss tie ratios and records, game time, weather conditions, home advantages, and other factors, end quotes. Some are hoping that Cortana isn't 100% correct, though, because she's currently predicting that Belgium will beat the USA in their game tomorrow. That's, again, the time frame. And did they win?
They will, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, she was won. Correct
so
again.
She was correct for that. It was
Damn
a
it.
Very close match.
She is still correct.
Throughout full time and then 2-1 in extra time.
So, very good. She accurately accurately predicted winners of things like The Voice and American Idol and Dancing with the Stars as well.
I believe the Super Bowl as well, though maybe a little biased.
Yeah. So, hey, keep on predicting and let's level this up. What's next? Some kind of fortune-telling fish?
Xbox.com just got a little bit of a makeover and a little bit overdue. You can now view all of your Xbox One content right on the web. So that includes your achievements for Xbox One games. Yes. How many achievements you got over there? How much gamer score?
I don't want to talk about it, man. Like, I just leaned over and saw yours a second ago and,
73,000. I've been like
4,900.
That's close.
I lost all my points when I had to convert geolocations.
That's
two
what
years
happens
ago.
When you convert from metric.
Right. It's the exchange rate, the Canadian Xbox points versus American Xbox points.
You can also, one of the cool features of the Xbox One is the ability to record moments in time.
Yeah,
and
clips.
You just say Xbox record, and it'll go through and record that last like 30 mm-hmm. seconds, and you can modify them. All viewable on the website as well. So I believe I have a bunch of Madden 25 clips on because that's what I've been playing right now.
I've got three different Power Star Golf ones up there.
We got some sports shots up there. Very cool to see all the stuff on there. What was really cool is I saw someone who went on and downloaded all of the HD versions of the achievement images. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the old ones were just little squares on 360. The new ones are actually 720 or 1080. And uses them as a rotating background for his
computer. Wow.
So it's a really cool thing. Those Forza ones look
beautiful.
One
right there.
Speaking of the Xbox One profile, one of the games I'm very much looking forward to is Sunset Overdrive. So I don't know if you've seen much about it.
I have not heard much yet.
But it's a very highly stylized, colorful, open-world shooter. So the
Exclusive title?
Exclusive to Xbox One.
Okay.
And they showed off at E3. The start of the trailer was a very like dark, dusty kind of cover shooter, Call of Battlefield-esque animation where they showed kind of poking fun of where the industry has gone on their shooters. It's all gone to this one kind of avenue of game, and this is going to blow that all open. So lots of color, lots of extravagant weapons, lots of running around, just blowing stuff up. I think there's some kind of storyline about how energy drinks are turning people into zombies or whatever. coming out October 28th, they just gave a really in-depth view into their 8-player co-op mode called Chaos Mode.
Wow.
Yeah, 8-player
online
co-op.
It's not a shooter side. It's actually co-op, 8-player.
Yeah, 8-player, you're running around the world, blowing stuff up, and going around. So there's a video in there to go take a look at it. It's really cool. It's one of those things that I'm looking forward to that's different, finally.
So the date for release on this one?
October 28th.
Set your calendars.
This holiday season. Thanks for watching. This was episode 214. Is now in the can.
Nice. We need a sound effect for that.
We do. I don't know what the digital can would sound like.
It's like the ether somewhere. I don't know. But we're done. We're good. We're there. We're in the can. We're done. And we still want to hear from you.
Hear from you. Tweet with us on hashtag PingShow all week. You can search for it on Bing and find out what we're saying as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Follow us. At Mark DeFalco.
At RicksterCDN.
On Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
And don't forget the old-fashioned snail mail at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. Always like to have those and put them up on the cork boards. We actually have a cork board.
We do. So since we are not allowed to use that $25 voucher.
Correct.
But we were nice enough to share it with all of you. Why don't you let us know what you're going to buy with it? Anything that you were on the fence about, didn't want to spend the money, but you're going to try it out now? Try it out. Give us a review. Let us know what you are spending your $25 on your Lumia device.
That sounds like a great idea. Let's wrap it up, man.
All right. Sounds good. Oh.